Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. You have reached America Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host for tonight. Our topic will be death caused by pain center. It's a hot topic. It was in the news for a little while, and then it phased out with no ban on the chemical called methylene chloride. Why is it so important? The Federal Drug Administration, which is the FDA, has placed a hold on the ban on the chemical called methylene chloride found in paint thinner indefinitely. That ban exists. I mean, it's not banned yet. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has already stated methylene chloride is dangerous and has caused dozens of deaths. EPA proposed a ban, but the ban was stopped last year. Retailers have vowed to stop selling deadly paint thinners. There were 56 deaths in the United States since 1980. Those are the ones we know about. Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Amazon will stop selling products that contain methylene chloride. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. If you'd like to join in the conversation, just call 858-769-4936, press 1. And we're on the air now. We're on the air every Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and others will join us. Sometimes people call in, but they don't want to talk. They just want to listen. That's okay, too, if you want to listen. Or if you have a question or you want to contribute to the conversation, just dial 858-769-4936 and press 1. So breathing in methylene chloride is hazardous to your health. What does it do? It depresses the central nervous system and causes it to be toxic to the heart and the liver. Can cause death if one is exposed to high levels of methylene chloride. They've known this for a long time, and it's still on the market. It's known to be toxic to the heart, and that's due to the metabolism of the methylene chloride. When it's metabolized, it converts to carbon monoxide. A lot of you are familiar with carbon monoxide poison. Carbon monoxide is heavier, so it'll knock the oxygen off the red blood cells. You can't live without oxygen. You cannot live with carbon monoxide in your system. So that's what's happening when you're inhaling it. Then carbon monoxide is a heavier gas, and that's why it displaces the oxygen in the blood, causing less oxygen to be there. Causing the heart to not function properly, or literally damages the heart. So that's a real problem. Who wants to inhale something that's going to replace the oxygen in the blood? That's death, because it'll cause a heart attack. And if they survive the heart attack, still it's already done its damage. In individuals with heart disease or one who have high risk for heart disease, it puts you at risk when you're inhaling that methylene chloride. Can cause elevated liver enzymes. It can irritate your breathing passage and eyes. And that came from an article I read in the Medical Surveillance for methylene chloride. So there is a big outpour of concerns with the public, but not enough. I don't think it's not reaching enough people to do something about it yet, but it will. Deaths linked to a common paint stripper the chemical goes back decades. So why isn't it banned? They've known this since 1980. This is 2019. And it's still on the market. The Federal Drug Administration, the FDA, has placed a hold on the ban on the chemical methylene chloride indefinitely. What are we doing? The Environmental Protection Agency has already stated methylene chloride is dangerous and has caused dozens of deaths. And that's the EPA. They proposed a ban, but the ban was stopped last year once more. In one situation, a young man used the paint thinner that contained the methylene chloride, and he died, unfortunately. In another case, a lady's youngest son, he was resurfacing a floor using the paint thinner that contained methylene chloride, and he was found dead. So 20 years ago, this happened, and the paint thinner is still on the market. The question was asked, how can you buy something that will kill you off the shelf at the store? That's what I asked. They know it kills, and it's still there. We're always talking about the Drug Administration and pharma. What about these manufacturers that are manufacturing things that will kill a person? Another person had a heart attack, and that person did end up with heart damage, and they survived another 5 years. The manufacturer is WM Barr, B-A-R-R. In one case, they did settle out of court for $1.3 million. But never claimed they were at fault. Research shows that they're at fault, though. It should state, you know, I wish they put this on the label. It should state, use this at your risk, at your own risk, will cause death. Using this product is no different than getting carbon monoxide poisoning. If they have some notification, something that really, you know, people's eyes can see, I believe that would help. Then they were talking about is revising the label good enough. And EPA, your Environmental Protective Agency, says no, because that's what they were thinking about doing. But with them knowing that this is a chemical that kills, you shouldn't be inhaling it at all. Maybe people should be suiting up like a fireman that's going into an enclosed environment so that he can breathe oxygen instead of carbon monoxide or other chemicals. Maybe this needs to be treated like that too, so that we can keep people alive instead of inhaling the fumes from the paint thinner, they're inhaling oxygen. Maybe they need to be masked up, and something needs to be done different so we can stop people from dying. These were young people. One was young as 24, another one 31. These were young men that passed away. So one of my solutions, I said, would be to use the same mask equipment firefighters use when they are in an enclosed environment. Should this even be happening today? The answer to that, no. It should not be happening, yet it is. What are we going to do about it? Can something be done about it? The answer to that is yes. Retailers have vowed to stop selling the deadly paint strippers. 56 deaths in the United States since 1980 caused by methylene chloride. So what's happening is places like Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Amazon will stop selling the product that contains methylene chloride. Why, you know, EPA and FDA come up with a solution. But in the meantime, some of the stores will no longer sell the product. That's one way. As citizens, what you can do is go to the stores. Give them the information that this methylene chloride has already killed so many people here in the United States that you'd like for their stores to stop selling this product. It's really up to the public. Why we all sit and wait for the FDA, which is the Federal Drug Administration, and for the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to do something. From community to community, you can begin to do something about it. You have different civic groups, community groups, or your church. Go to those stores boldly. That's why Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Amazon is taking it off the shelf. A group of people went to those places. So look at what stores you have. If it's even a supermarket, maybe selling it. Go to those managers. Tell them you want this stopped and why. Because EPA proposed a ban during the Obama administration before three people had died. During Trump administration, he decided to sit on it or sit on the rule indefinitely. Bottom line, read the label. You're going to need proper gears on at all times if you're going to insist on using the paint thinner that has methylene chloride, since they've already proven what this stuff does. Be active. Don't sit and wait for something to pass. You can stop it. Citizens on their own can begin to say, hey, I don't want this in my store. I don't want no one in my neighborhood to die from this stuff. And still the one of the manufacturers, WM Bar, ain't saying nothing. Yeah, they'll pay the money out of court, but that's not solving the problem. The problem is it's still on the market. Or should there be heavier labeling? You will die if you inhale this stuff. These are the facts. There's hardly any place you can go that something isn't wrong, but you have to start having better warning signs so people may think twice before they purchase something that's deadly as methylene chloride is. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about people dying from using the paint thinner that has methylene chloride in it. If anyone else wants to call in, it's 858-769-4936. Press 1, and then you'll be on the air around the world. This is your host, Paulette Young, talking. And we've said earlier that we've already had something like since 1980, we've had 56 deaths. There may be others, but those are the recorded ones. I always say that because there's numbers that won't show because it wasn't recorded that way. In these cases, they did autopsies, and they found what the person actually died from. And these are tragedies that can be avoided. Is money involved? Is it because if you take it off the market, somebody lose out? Do they really have to have methylene chloride in it? Is there something else that's safer? Sometimes they're finding when they try to substitute something else, that's just as bad. I just said it shouldn't be on the market when they have known deaths or put up a red sign, 56 are already dead from using this product. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. They have to do something to at least warn people before they use it. Just like there's warning signs for, you know, this product causes cancer. We need to have warning, a huge warning sign on the label stating it does cause death. Maybe even go so far as putting on the label that the methyl chloride metabolized into carbon monoxide. So when you inhale it, you essentially end up with carbon monoxide poisoning. That's how dangerous it is. Maybe there need to be a warning sign, because people do understand carbon monoxide poisoning. They may not understand how it happens, but they know you can't have carbon monoxide in your bloodstream and think you're going to stay alive. The general public does know that. So maybe there should be the label, if they go through relabeling that particular product or paint thinner, maybe there should be some more information. This particular chemical converts to carbon monoxide once it metabolizes inside your body. That's bad. So just warning the public. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host, on the, this topic. Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Who am I speaking to?
Hi there. This is Logan. Logan?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good. It's really cold out here right now, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking about the paint thinner. What do you think about it?
Well, yesterday I was in my garage painting a car, and my dad walked in. He said, "Hi," and I said, "Sure am," because I didn't have proper ventilation mask or nothing. I was just, you know, spraying and going. I just didn't stop. And I was breathing in the fumes. It's not paint thinner, but it was paint. And it mm-hmm. got me higher than, I didn't like it.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that. It's almost like when you're using things that create fumes. See, I don't know if it had methylene chloride in it. If it had methylene chloride in it, you wouldn't be talking right now.
It has meth in it?
That's the truth. That's how dangerous that one is.
It has meth in it?
Methylene chloride. Once it metabolizes inside your body, it changes to carbon monoxide. Everyone knows you ain't going to live with carbon monoxide.
Oh, everything's made of carbon. I learned that everything's made of carbon.
Yeah. But
and I had mono back in the day. Is that the same thing, carbon and mono? What did you say?
Carbon monoxide.
Oh, carbon monoxide. Oh, I thought I was made of carbon. And I had mono. That's what I thought you said. I thought you were talking some, you know, making fun of me or something.
Oh, no. This is deadly because, you know, they have those carbon monoxide alarms
detectors.
Now besides fire
yeah,
alarm
and
in
the
your
detectors.
Home. Have that.
Yeah, my
yeah.
grandma has
so
something like
that's
that.
That's what
it's
makes
life
when
alert.
You inhale it. And that's why a 24-year-old, a 31-year-old, 34-year-old, this is more recent. For 2017, 2017.
Well, cigarettes.
They're dead.
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes?
I didn't hear you.
They have that. Cigarettes?
What? You mean for the carbon monoxide? Oh, I didn't understand
yeah,
your
yeah,
question.
Yeah. No, cigarettes have carbon monoxide in them, right?
I don't know about that as far as cigarettes converting. See, this chemical converts to carbon monoxide. In cigarettes, that's different. It doesn't have methylene chloride in it. So that's something different.
Oh.
But the sad thing is they almost took it off the market here in the United States, and, you know, when you change politicians, certain things that
well,
were
going
to be banned, they
if
put
you
it
want
on hold.
Any.
Huh?
Oh, cold what? Or wholesale?
Retail.
Cold or wholesale? Because I can get that methylene chloride carbon monoxide wholesale prices, and it's not made in the United States. It's made in China.
Yeah, no, this you can just go to the grocery store and buy it. But it's just called.
Oh,
it's
I
got. But what it has in it is methylene chloride. It doesn't have carbon monoxide in it. It has methylene chloride. But then the methylene chloride, when it metabolizes, converts to carbon monoxide.
What are the side effects?
Death. I shouldn't laugh.
Like quickly or like a
slow
one?
Yeah, it can happen quickly. No. If you're in that, you're in your garage.
I
want to
go out like a light switch. I don't want to, like, you know, die slow of like a gut shot wound. But if it's quick, if it's, you know, then maybe that's the answer.
No, because what will happen is, just like carbon monoxide, if you have a carbon monoxide leak in your house and don't know it, you go to bed. You may not wake up the next morning.
But you don't feel anything.
No. No.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, you just, you know, you'll go to sleep.
Well, don't we all go to sleep eventually? I mean, that doesn't sound too bad to me.
You want
to
die?
Do you believe in divine intervention? Maybe that's just the way the good Lord planned on you to go out.
No, maybe that's the way the good Lord says, get off our butts and go out to those stores.
And buy a carbon monoxide detector? I've never heard God tell me to go buy a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah, but this is different because you're using it. Like one kid, he painted his car, but he used he was putting paint thinner to take I guess that takes the paint off. But he used it and he's dead. He's no longer here. I just think there needs to be a whole new vamping of how they're going to deal with this. If you're not going to take it off the market, then there should be clear warning signs. Like, unless you have
don't
the
drink
same
it.
The fire department have, you cannot use this chemical. Something to warn people. You can't inhale that stuff.
Well, that's Darwinism there. I mean, if there's enough stupid people in the world to huff paint thinner or drink it or whatever they want to do with it, I mean, the dumb die and the strong
they don't drink
smart
it.
Survive.
It's just,
I
all
think.
They do is inhale it because you're using it just like when you paint your house. You're using it and you're breathing in the fumes.
Sounds like
and
a party.
I'm
going to let
in,
you go. I love you very much and I appreciate everything you're doing.
Okay. I love you too. You take care. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Hugs, not drugs, baby. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, we're on American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. And if anyone else want to call in or add to the conversation, just call 858-769-4936. Press 1. That's all you have to do. And you'll be on the air around the globe. And we're talking about the paint thinner that has methylene chloride in it, which is a dangerous death chemical. It's the Federal Drug Administration is very aware of it. So is the Environmental Protection Agency. But the hold on it has been banned. So there's no longer a ban on this chemical. It's still being sold at all the different places, except for certain places have vowed to take it off the shelf. That was Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Amazon. So how can you maybe in your own neighborhoods begin to have them take it off the market? Or if you're one of those that want warning signs, there needs to be some big, big warning signs saying what this product is doing, will do to you if you use it. Because if you're going to inhale this stuff, that is very dangerous. Methylene chloride is known and been proven not only to kill human beings, but animals also. So they've done tests in the laboratory, and whatever they use, well, they're dead. Those animals are no longer here, be it a mice or one of the rodents you wanted to get rid of. They're no longer here because of what this particular chemical does to you. So we're just doing it. We did the broadcast a few weeks ago also to alert the public, but we wanted to do it again so that you understood, or you understand, rather, the chemical compound, that methylene chloride. So that's how, and I've already mentioned that it'll convert to carbon monoxide once it metabolizes, so you can see why it affects the heart. Because if you have carbon monoxide on your red blood cell versus the oxygen, you're not going to stay alive too long unless that's changed right away. Again, this is American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. Call in at 858-769-4936. If you want to speak, press 1. I have more people listening than actually talking. But if you want to talk, you can. Or you got a question, just ask me a question. I'll answer only what I can. Anything I can't, I will get back to you at a later date. I only give facts and information as far as my knowledge will go. Okay, this is the time in the broadcast we begin to advertise some of the other nonprofits out there that are very helpful to various communities. We have Sowing Seed for Life, which is the second largest food bank in Los Angeles County. If you want to, they're up on the website. If you want to donate, you can call them at 909-392-5777. And I want to give a shout-out. This is the holiday, Martin Luther King celebration. There's been lots of celebrations in various communities. In fact, the parade was going on, and some nonprofits gave out various scholarships to the high schoolers for their talent so that they can go to college or help pay for some of it anyway. There's also a conference coming up May 4th through the 7th. It's called, the website is fathersandfamiliescoalition.org. You can call them at 760-578-8661. Again, that's fathersandfamiliescoalition.org. Call 760-578-8661. And the conference is March 4th through the 7th, 2019. And I forgot to mention, Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway in the city of La Vergne. And they operate the first and third Wednesday of every month. If it's raining, they still, people that are hungry are still out there, so they stay open. So rain or too hot, doesn't matter. They're always there. They're there for a purpose, is to serve those that are in need. And there's a lot more people in need today than ever before. In areas you wouldn't think that you would even need a food bank, they're there, they're coming. Sowing Seeds for Life serves something like 10,000 people a month. We also have, we also give clothes. The United Methodist Church in the city of La Vergne give out clothes that's been donated, that's in good condition. They clean them up before they give them out and that type of thing. So besides food, we clothe them. Besides food, I volunteer and give health education on various topics. So they get quite a bit food. So come out. If you want to be a volunteer, it's at 1350 Arrow Highway in the city of La Vergne. Sowing Seeds for Life would welcome anybody that wants to be a volunteer. We always need help. We always need interpreter too, especially for the Spanish language. So if you have any skills, come on out. Again, this is American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. We're on every Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So every Monday, it's another topic that we talk about. Normally, we're talking about things that no one's talking about that's affecting our everyday life, affecting every city, every state throughout the United States. That's why when we go on the air, this program is reaching every city in the United States and some other countries, even as far as Japan, we've been able to reach. So there's a need for this type of information because some of the same problems we have here in the United States, they have all over the world. The difference is, like, this methyl chloride's been banned from Europe. Can't use it there. We need to do the same thing. But if we're going to sit and wait on the FDA, when you don't really have to sit and wait on anyone, you can go ahead and start something in your city to make a difference. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Dr. Mylene Rucker. Hi, this is Dr. Mylene Rucker in Visalia, California.
Pardon me? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
My name is Mylene Rucker. I'm in Visalia, California.
Okay, great. Good to that you called in. Did you hear some of the broadcast or?
No, I got there late, so I was just coming in.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Anyway, we've been going over what's going on with this methylene chloride that's in the paint thinner. The Federal Drug Administration, they have placed a hold on the ban, meaning on the chemical itself. The Environmental Protection Agency has already stated methylene chloride is dangerous and has caused dozens of deaths. The EPA proposed a ban, but the ban was stopped last year. And then we do have a group of retailers that have vowed to stop selling the deadly paint stripper. There were 56 deaths in the United States since 1980.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot. And for it to stay on the market, people are innocently buying the product, using it, and there's not enough warning. They talked about changing the label, but the EPA or your Environmental Protection Agency said, no, that's not good enough.
You're like Roundup.
That's a lot
they
of
just
death.
Had that big lawsuit like Roundup, remember?
Yes.
That chemical.
Yes.
That the man won millions and millions of dollars from getting cancer from Roundup.
Well, I know one individual won $1.3 million from this chemical.
Right.
Because their son is dead. But
you never
got WM Bar manufacturer to say it was their fault. They settled it out of court. They're still not owing up to what really, the death of people. Now, we do have Lowe's.
Did they put it on Facebook?
Pardon me?
Did you put it on Facebook?
Yeah, I did put it up on Facebook. Yeah, oh, definitely. And I'm going to promote it more and more because people need to know. Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Amazon, they said they will stop selling the product that contains methylene chloride. That's a start.
That is great.
I'm finding this. We can no longer wait on FDA and EPA. by community by community, cities by cities. People are going to have to rise up, go to those stores, give them the facts, and ask the managers to take it off the market. Because that's how the one lady, she got a small group together, and they went after the largest stores, and they agreed to take it off. Because if we're going to sit here and wait for FDA and EPA to do what they're supposed to do, it's taking too long. In the meantime, people are dying. You got a poison on the shelf, as dangerous as that stuff is, and then you're selling it. You're selling poison for people to inhale. Something's wrong
with that.
Yeah,
yes,
and
it is.
And it's sad that politics play a huge role, because under Obama administration, they were getting rid of it. Now we switched, nothing was finalized, unfortunately. Then you have Trump administration, and it came to a halt. Oh, we're not going to ban it right now. And they said,
what about the National Medical Association? That's the Black Doctors Association. What about them, the National Medical Association, going to them?
They're all against this thing being on the market. They are against it. But they're one group. It's going to take, I believe it's going to take city by city, people in their own cities refusing, saying we will not buy this pain center, or we won't shop at your place if you're going to continue to sell dangerous
stuff. Do you have a flyer? If you have a flyer, you could email out to people. Then people could print it out and take it, you know, to the stores.
Yeah, I can do something like that. I haven't thought. Look, you're ahead of me with thoughts.
Well, I've been organizing for 50 years, so I'm an organizer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I hadn't even thought that far. When I got the information, I went and looked it up, all the chemicals, you know, seeing what it does. Well, I have a science background, so my brain thinks science. My BA is in biology with a minor in bioorganic chemistry. So,
that's great.
My mind just goes wanting to know a little more detail. That's why when I speak, and I like to break it down to people where it's not that it's simple. Because when I started off earlier, I went saying methylene chloride, because I need to understand more. So I do a lot of research. So I learned that the methylene chloride, it metabolizes in your body, it turns to carbon monoxide. Everyone I know out there know that carbon monoxide is a heavier gas, and it'll go on your red blood cells, pushing out, pushing the oxygen out. When that happens, that's not good. That's a death sentence. That's why we got carbon monoxide alarms, like you have your fire alarm. So if in your house there's a carbon monoxide problem, that alarm will go off.
I don't have one, but I need one.
Yes. Oh, everybody needs one. They tell you to have both. Now they sell them where you do it's a dual rather than just doing one thing. It's one thing to have a fire. Carbon monoxide, you ain't going to know what's going on. You're going to get sleepy, and then you're not going to wake up. But so it's that kind of effect with the methylene chloride. For this to be known since 1980, and then the fighting within administration, FDA, EPA, you switch presidents, now let's go ahead, let them keep selling it. None of that makes sense to me. But what does make sense to me is city by city, begin to organize yourselves within your cities and begin to go to those stores that are selling that deadly product. Either take it off the shelf or put up some type of warning that this product has caused over 56 deaths here in the United States. You know, something. People will think twice when they're picking that up. I can't understand for the life of me, if a fireman was going into an enclosed environment where he can't breathe or there's carbon monoxide, they have, you know, their mask and all that stuff that they put on so that they can, you know, breathe in the oxygen. I'm wondering, you know, maybe I'm way out there, but I'm wondering, well, why can't something like that be sold to individuals that are dealing with this kind of stuff to protect themselves so they don't end up dead?
Yes, amen.
It seems so simple, but nothing's being done so far. Outside, no, something is being done because I was happy to read that, you know, those major stores are taking it off their shelves. But for me, that's not good enough. Go to those grocery stores because there's more than Home Depot and Walmart that sells that paint thinner. And everyone that buys paint thinner needs to look at what's in it, the ingredients. Just the way they did cosmetics. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I think that you should make out a flyer. Let me give you my email.
Oh, okay. Wait, let me.
So where do you live?
I'm in Pomona, California.
Oh, I graduated from Gary High School in Pomona. Oh,
oh, you're kidding.
About 50 years, 50 years
ago.
1967.
I do a lot of HIV AIDS awareness, so I've gone into that high school and talked to the students about testing procedures because it's wrong globally. The test, how they test for HIV is so wrong, and that's why the numbers will never come down. They're just not, they're not coming down the way people think. After when I started doing city by city looking at the numbers, I said, this isn't a low number. These
with the African Americans, I have a master's in public health, and they know some of those contacts, especially in North Long Beach, that are spreading it. And most of the men that get out of jail have HIV, and they're spreading it. And they're bisexual,
but
so they're giving
the
it to them.
One of the major problems is you need to know your HIV status right away. They always say that. So why are they giving? I know we're going to switch topics here, but why are they giving an antibody test and telling you to come back 3 months, 6 months to a year later? That makes no common sense. When they have the other genetic test, you have the second
test.
Yeah, you have the genetic test that you can give along with that antibody test, and you'll know in 10 to 15 days. Nobody needs to be going back. How are you going to bring
that
up?
They're not doing it right. I agree with you. Back when I got tested, they did the rapid one. So I don't know why.
Yeah, and that's the antibody test. That's not the genetic test.
No, they have
that is not the real deal, and they know it. I did a survey at the Claremont Clinic, Kaiser. The physician pulled me to the side. He said what I was doing was good, but he said he lost 80% of his patients every year. They're dead because he can't get that second test. And I said, you should tell them to go to Red Cross. Red Cross do both tests when you donate blood because they have to. They don't want you to come there because you want to test. But if you can't afford it, you got to do something.
Yeah, I donated blood just the other day. I just donated some blood the other day. So that's
they want to donate blood because blood is something that there's just not enough of. But, did you know that 50% of all new cases for HIV is below age 25 now?
No, I didn't know that. So how do you know Linda?
Oh, we went to high school together, junior high.
Oh.
We went to church, same church at one time. And we're really good. She talked about you.
Yeah, she sent me. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really nice. She went with me to the National Convention for the NAACP because I submitted an HIV resolution. It's being resubmitted this April, and then it'll go on to national. Because right now that my resolution did pass California and Hawaii. Now it's a matter of it national. Because they do HIV education. So if they can add that to the HIV education, we can begin to get the numbers down. Because how do you, the whole procedure is, I call it messed up. they go and so are you telling, say that's a wife and she works for a hospital. She got a needle stick and the person was known to have HIV. All right, she, when they test her, it doesn't show. So can she have sex with her husband?
Not if she
does
has
she
an antigen.
Does she get a whole year before he touches her? When she could know in 10 to 15 days? That makes
right.
That's not even common sense.
I agree.
Now, I've been talking about all the different things on HIV for over 28 years. Every time I learn something, yeah. I make sure the
you
public.
You know Deborah Wafer? Do you know Deborah Wafer? She works with HIV. She's a black lady. She was from Compton. And then she went to Drew Medical School, and then she went back east to work. Deborah Wafer, black
and
lady.
I'm positive she's not giving that information to the public. Not many people are putting it out there.
Let me give you my email, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Because I gotta go. It's Mylene.
Mylene
Rucker.
Wait, say that again.
M is in Mary, Y is in Yolanda, E is in elephant, N as in Nancy, E is in elephant, _ Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, @yahoo.com.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Yahoo.com. I said M as in Mary, Y as in young, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, @yahoo.com.
Did you say
correct?
M-Y-L? There's L in there. Did you have the L in the M-Y-L-E-N-E?
Okay, it's M-Y-L-E, right? N-E.
Yeah. N-E.
And then Rucker.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Underscore Rucker.
Oh, underscore. The whole, all the letters?
No, just between Mylene and Rucker is an _ line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because a lot that I talk about, no one talks about. Even the largest fundraiser in L.A., the AIDS Foundation, that do the AIDS Walk
mm-hmm.
once a year there, that which draws in quite a bit of funds, they don't talk about it either. Nobody
well, you know who would talk about it is Vernon Jordan. Do you know Dr. Jordan at Martin Luther King?
No, I don't
he
know
does
him,
a
but
lot
I would see Vernon.
Yeah, you
Jordan.
Should get it. Uh-huh. Dr. Jordan, he's over at Martin Luther King Hospital, and he has
a
program called Oasis. And I know him. I was one of his students. You can just tell him that I referred you to him.
Okay, I would love to talk to him.
So yeah, he's
the
a good guy.
You know, the Black Task Force invited me to come down to talk about HIV. And then the lady interviewed me over the phone. We were on the phone for a full hour, and she hadn't heard anyone talk. I talked. And I said, they don't. I'm telling you right now, if me and you put something together, went hospital to hospital to hospital, they don't know. All those workers.
But
if you're at the hospital, start asking the staff what they know and watch them not know.
Right. I agree with
you. I talked to an RN, had her master's in nursing, and she met me for lunch, met her through her aunt. She didn't know. And she said, oh, well, I do the testing. I said, which test? She asked me, what was I talking about? She did not know, and yet given a test. Yes, they're given the antibody test. That standard or the saliva. Yes, they're not doing the genetic test, the ribonucleic acid test. That's the only one that can tell you in 10 to 15 days that you are positive. So if the test is showing that you aren't positive because you didn't build up enough antibodies, that's bad.
Right, I know what you're saying. I agree. I had a patient like that, that she didn't have the antibodies, but she had the disease. But anyway, let me let you go.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We'll keep in contact. All right.
Yeah, we'll keep talking, and I'll send you some information.
Okay.
Thanks.
And a flyer for that. I have to make up a flyer. I may have someone else make it up for me on the methyl.
Okay.
Methylene chloride.
Yeah.
Well, it was great talking to you. I'm glad you called in.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Again, if anyone's on the line still and you want to talk, you still have to press that 1. It's 858-769-4936, and you have to press 1 in order for us to hear you. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. We've been talking about death caused by paint thinner that contains methylene chloride. We did get off the subject because my passion still is at HIV. Until people know that they can know their status sooner and not wait a whole year, so we can slow down the progress of people coming down with this disease. I'm a firm believer if you're going to get that involved with another human being, that you should be tested, both to have a test, both the antibody test and the ribonucleic acid test. They should give the same test that Red Cross give when you donate your blood. Other than that, the whole blood bank would be totally contaminated if they didn't do the right thing. But they did the right thing. That's why the blood bank is not contaminated. Because both tests, and they can't afford to wait no whole year to find out the status of some blood. And they do know that a mother that's pregnant can be treated, the unborn baby can be treated. So we have made some progress. Got much more to make. Now let me get back to the carbon, I should say methylene chloride, and what you can do. One of the solutions is get a group of you together, go to those stores and ask the manager, take it off. Let them know that the bigger stores have vowed to take it off, like Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Amazon. Let's all get behind them and do the same thing, so we can have no more death due to some paint thinner. I know everybody would agree. Okay, that wraps it up for tonight. We'll be back on the air again next Monday. We'll have another hot topic. Anybody wanting to call in can call in. This whole recording is up on Facebook. You can find me under Healthcare Consultants. All the broadcasts that we broadcast is put up there also, Healthcare Consultants. And you'll see a red and white heart. That's our logo. And then that's the right page. So if you listen to the broadcast that's being recorded live right now, you can also hear it again if you go to that page. All right. I'm going to say goodbye, and thanks for calling, and thanks for all the listeners. We'll be on the air next Monday, again, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you. Bye-bye.